Jack Aranda FM. Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Retorian Polokwane 24, Johannesburg 22, Emalahleni 26. We start on the East Strand, where another bus accident has occurred. At least 19 school children were injured. It's understood the bus slammed into the back of a truck in Germiston. This comes 24 hours after another deadly bus crash claimed the lives of 16 people on the R21 near OR Tambo International Airport. Here's Ikurhuleni Disaster and Emergency Services spokesperson William Tladi.
Minor injured primary school aged pupils medically treated on scene by the paramedics before being transported by GPG ambulances to various hospitals. It is alleged that the truck suddenly stopped in front of the bus in the middle of the road and the bus couldn't apply brakes or swerve away. Subsequent to that, it crashed onto the trailer of a truck.
It's D-Day for Finance Minister Eragon Wanas is expected to table the much-anticipated national budget. The address was postponed last month due to disagreements within the GNU over a proposed percentage point VAT hike. Despite the looming address, last-minute negotiations are still underway, as Anasasi Mohobu reports.
President Cyril Ramaphosa will chair another special cabinet meeting this morning as parties in the Government of National Unity struggle to find common ground on the budget. In the last cabinet meeting, Godongwana was urged to balance South Africa's fiscal constraints while protecting lower and middle income households and supporting economic growth, aligning with the Public Finance Management Act. It's also understood that Ramaphosa met with GNU leaders last night, but consensus remains elusive. The DA is by all accounts standing firm. It will not support any VAT increase, not even 1%. Anastasi Mohobu for Jacaranda FM News.
AfriForum is meanwhile urging Finance Minister Eragon Wana to resist the ANC's push for tax increases. In his budget speech today, the civil rights organization, along with economists and business leaders, are calling for cuts in government spending rather than tax hikes. AfriForum's Louis Buerta also calls for the downsizing of cabinet.
The government should actually be treating taxpayers with the utmost respect and gratitude for the enormous burden we already bear. And the minister must realize that it is not his money that he is working with. It is the hard-earned income that determine the fate of households.
And world leaders have welcomed Ukraine's decision to accept a proposal by the US for an immediate 30-day ceasefire with Russia. French President Emmanuel Macron has hailed the progress made. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says this is an important moment for peace in Ukraine. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kajakalis says this is now up to Russia to show its willingness to achieve peace.
Everybody is looking forward to peace that lasts, peace that ends the human suffering. So we are willing to work for such kind of solutions. We also know that there has to be accountability for the crimes committed. It is in our interest, together with our like-minded partners all across the world, that the UN Charter is still applicable.
I'm Chanel Sepim and very with news. The air 19 school canis is passeer na nog 'n busongeluk aan die Oosrand.
In die op die work zone in Ananies het ons 'n bewusmakingsveldtog geloods waar ons mense se stemnotas gebruik en sê hoe kan ons veiliger op ons paaie ry? Dit is 8 minute oor 10. Chanel, is daai toneel nog steeds onder what is happening at this stage?
So the last that we checked, officials are on the scene. The injuries so far from the children, it's minor at this stage, which we are so thankful for, especially in light with that accident earlier this week. Yesterday's accident in which 16 people were killed and 4 children killed while on their way to school on Monday. So we are thankful that the 19 children are safe, but officials are on the scene. They are being attended to. And obviously, an investigation will now be launched to determine what exactly caused this crash.
We've got so many voice notes on 084-850-0942 of dedicated, loyal, beautiful citizens.